Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side or the right side.
Good evening, Dolphins fans. Welcome to another episode of On the Fin Side with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fansided Network and FinFanatic.com. The Dolphins select Oregon safety Javon Holland, 36th overall in the NFL draft, in day two. Brought some mixed feelings for a lot of Dolphins fans, a little bit underwhelming for some, including for us at certain points. But Paul, Javon Holland, when you take a look at him, it seems like real Brian Flores player, versatile, intelligent, somebody who had, before opting out last year, in 2018 and 2019, had 9 interceptions, very instinctive in the passing game. And somebody that was projected to go somewhere in the second round area. So not a huge surprise that he was taken here. But, when you looked at some of the players that were starting to fall into day two, I can understand some Dolphins fans feeling a little bit underwhelmed by this pick too.
Hey, Dolphins fans. This podcast is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo Foods line, Cacao Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing you are doing something good for your body. We start with 100% organic cacao beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then we blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you ever have. The result? Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and reducing your inflammation with one simple drink. Not only that, it is friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. For the last 8 years, we've been a leader in the superfoods market and are proud to have served millions of customers worldwide. We are offering up to 15% off when you use code MINUTE15 at earthechofoods.com/minutemedia. Follow on social media at The Danette May and at Earth Echo Foods.
I can too. I mean, it's. I know my reaction in the moment was disappointment and confusion. Trevon Moehrig was available at that point in time. Richie Grant was available at that point in time, both of whom I had above Javon Holland. But the more I look back at things with him and what have you, I see a guy that is probably, and I know a lot of Dolphins fans have said, oh, he can come in and replace Bobby McCain. That's not who I see him potentially replacing. I see him potentially replacing Eric Rowe. He does a lot of the things that Eric Rowe does well. He's got a little bit better ball skills, and he's a very good cover back that can slide out and cover the nickel. He can stay in and cover a tight end. There's a lot of different things that he can do, and his coverage abilities are very good. And if you stood him and Eric Rowe side by side, they are both 6'1", between 205 and 210. They're built the same, and the upside of Holland may make Rowe expendable possibly as early as this year.
I think Eric Rowe is going to stay with the Dolphins this year, as well as Bobby McCain. But they're building depth there at the safety spot, and it has to be factored into this that the Dolphins can cut Bobby McCain after the 2021 season, save $7 million. They can cut Eric Rowe after the 2021 season and save $5 million. So that certainly factors in, you would think, to this decision to draft Javon Holland here, you know, early in the second round. And the other thing that comes into play too is he has experience playing in the slot there at Oregon. And Nick Needham, as you know, as much as he tried at the nickel spot, you know, an upgrade could certainly happen there. And Holland, you can make the argument, could step right in, challenge Nick Needham, and beat him for that starting nickelback job.
I was hoping you'd say beat him, because that's the first thought I had was, I don't think I can even say challenge at this point. I think he would easily beat him out. Nick Needham has that issue we saw Jeff Ireland talk about with Vontae Davis years ago. You know, it's you're up here and you're down here and you're up here. We just need you here. That's it. And, you know, it's, I still do think that, yes, there is a possibility and probability that Eric Rowe will be on the roster this year and then possibly be gone next year. I think Bobby McCain has a higher likelihood to stick, even though Eric Rowe has been very good against most tight ends. You know, Flores has been a guy that's accumulating leaders. And out of those leaders, it's got to be factored into the equation that he still looks to Bobby McCain and Jerome Baker to be the leaders out on that defense. Even when he brought in Kyle Van Noy last year, Van Noy was a leader, but McCain and Baker are the leaders for him out there.
Yeah, I see McCain and Baker to slightly amend that as the guys who are calling plays out there and getting everybody lined up. And I'm sure a lot of players were involved in that, but they bring a lot from an IQ standpoint to the defense. No doubt about that. And that's what Javon Holland brings as well, at least as far as what he showed at Oregon. I mean, he moves all over the place. Mm-hmm. Slot, free safety, strong safety. And in this type of defense, that's the type of defensive back that Brian Flores and Josh Boyer are looking for, whether they're a starter or not. I mean, this is somebody that if the Dolphins are drafting him 36th overall, is going to play a lot of snaps very quickly and probably for the long term too.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is with the acquisition of Brandon Jones in last year's draft and all of the different things that Jones showed last year, you're talking about two very high IQ safeties to put out on the field. And make no mistake, Josh Boyer came from a background where he was forced to develop his defensive philosophy around a plethora of defensive backs. So, you know, I do think there's a possibility that there may be life for three safeties on the field at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Rowe and McCain as the starting safeties. Brandon Jones and Javon Holland backing them up, and it's hard to even pinpoint where they go on a down to down basis and a play to play basis, because they move all over the field. I mean, McCain and Rowe were former cornerbacks. Brandon Jones, you know, can be that strong safety, but also move down in the slot. Same thing for Javon Holland. I mean, Nick Needham has played on the outside as well as in the slot. I mean, that's what Brian Flores and Josh Boyer are looking for, to not only be the identity of the defense, but the identity of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I like that aspect. I mean, it's, and you know, you talk about them moving all over the field. Miami showed their love of the amoeba, the positionless defense, what the psycho defense, whatever you want to call it. And if you suddenly got three or four safeties that you can play anywhere from the line of scrimmage to deep center, you can mask and disguise and play with a lot of looks, especially given the fact that there's some high football IQ out there.
And one story that I told right after Holland was selected is, and Peter Schrager talked about this on the NFL Network, is when Javon Holland was 6 years old, after a flag football game, he juked an adult out of his pants, and the adult tore his ACL. That's a true story. Not, do what you want with that, but he has been a football player since he was 6 years old. I mean, and that's the type of character that, I mean, forget about character, versatility, everything else that Javon Holland brings, he certainly has. And now, that doesn't mean that he would have been our top player on the board, because one thing that has to be brought up too is right ahead of Javon Holland, the Broncos traded up for Javonte Williams. They're at the 35th pick. I mean, is it fair to say the Dolphins got caught sleeping at the wheel at the running back spot again?
I think it's fair to say Brian Flores did something to the Falcons front office, because they just hosed the Dolphins up and down this draft, whether it's taking Kyle Pitts and Richie Grant or trading out of the spot so the Broncos can come in and take Javonte Williams. Good Lord. I mean, that's a pretty brutal two-day stretch.
Yeah, when I look at who was drafted around Holland, can't help but see Elijah Moore at 34, Javonte Williams at 35, Christian Barmore at 38, Tevin Jenkins at 39, and Richie Grant at 40. I mean, honestly, if you had asked me before the draft, I would have probably taken one of those players over Javon Holland. But overall, I'm still happy with the Holland pick. And when you look at who the Dolphins drafted last year after the first round, you know, Robert Hunt, Brandon Jones, Solomon Kindley, Raekwon Davis, those four players were immediate plug-and-play type of guys who had a big impact. They weren't high-ceiling guys. And I think Holland kind of falls into that same territory here. So overall, you know, I like the pick a lot more than I originally did. So my grade on this is going to be a B.
I'll give this a B+, even though it's not exactly what I would have done. Given the football IQ, given the fact that we haven't even mentioned, he was a well above average punt returner 2 years ago before he opted out. And, you know, the fact that he can play all over and the way that this defense is schemed, I can give it a B+, even though, like I said, I there are a lot of guys I would have personally taken.
And that's going to do it for our breakdown here of Oregon safety Javon Holland, drafted 36th overall by the Miami Dolphins. You can follow Paul and I on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the FinFanatic.com website and the FanSided Network. I'm Brian Kett, NFL. Paul is Fanatic_pick on Twitter. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the Fin side.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.